Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider
a lot of scoring. L.A. York's first personal foul, team foul number one against Valley Springs. First free throw for Coleman will not go. She has one more chance to put Mountain Home on the board. Second shot is up. Good. One of two, and Mountain Home strikes first. 1-0 our score.
You see a full court man press. Not even a press. Just kind of full court man. You may see them run and jump just like they're doing right here. See if they can turn them, ease them into an easy turnover.
And now a foul's going to be called on Coleman there as Mayflower crossed the timeline. That's Coleman's first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Eagles. Again, now the new thing in high school is the bonus situation. No more one and ones. It's 5 fouls a quarter, a bonus. After that, it's 2 shots for every non-shooting foul.
Yeah, this Lady Bombers team is very physical. They're going to get some fouls early till they settle down and figure out how to play defense without getting called on foul.
York's three-pointer misses everything and goes out of bounds, and Mount Home will get it back with 5:52 left in the opening period. We're getting Lady Bombers up 1-0 right now.
Watch this play right here that the Lady Bombers about to set up. You're going to see a nice little back screen, hopefully for a layup.
Mayflower and a man-to-man. Ball goes to Moore on the left side. Gives it there to Husky. Lob pass to Moore in the paint. She's going in for the layup. She's fouled on the way up. Now she'll head to the free throw line with 5:39 left in the first quarter.
Great little job taking what Mayflower's giving you right now. They're being aggressive. Nice little back screen. Got Lakin to the rack. Got the foul. See if she can hit some free throws. And
that foul is on Miranda Leslie. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Valley Springs here and against Mayflower here in the first quarter. First free throw for Moore is up and in. And so she extends Mountain's lead. All of the points so far coming at the charity stripe.
I tell you, Matt, this Lady Bombers team is a team that can put the ball in the hole in the bunches. You ever see one go down, you can see the score get ugly in a hurry here.
Moore gets both free throws. 3-0, Mountain up. Back comes Mayflower. Now a scramble for the ball as Williamson loses it. It's going to be a jump ball. It will be Mayflower's ball on the possession arrow with 5:31 left.
You know, Anna McCarn, well, they have her listed as 6'4 with long arms. Her reach is probably every bit of that plus. She's active with some long arms. It makes it very difficult down low for a post.
You betcha. Inbound pass goes to York up at the top. Over on the left side now to Francis. Now she'll give it up top to Whittington. Over the right side to Williamson. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
Definitely a shot. You want her taken out there. That's their best post man. We will give up that three-point every time.
Yonkers dribbles to the left elbow, gives it to Coleman. She loses the handle of the ball, and Mayflower comes up with a steal.
Yeah, pass was a little behind Witten. Jayla had the right idea, tried to bounce it in there to her. Just a little on the backside of Witten, and Mayflower's able to get a hand on it, get the loose ball.
Ball goes over to Whittington on the left side. Her three-pointer will not go, and the ball sails out of bounds. It will be Mount Holmes' ball. With 4:56 left in the opening period, the Lady Bombers get back, leading 3-0.
Got to applaud the defensive effort right now for the Lady Bombers. They've not given up a point yet, and Mayflower's having to take hard, contested shots. See if Mountain Home. Now Mayflower's going to go to a 1-2-2 little half-court zone.
Oh, yeah, they are. Here is Moore with it. Gives it to McCarn in the left corner, down to Coleman on the low block. Her pass was knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Eagles. Mountain Home will inbound it under the basket. With 4:44 left in the opening period, 24 left on the shot clock.
Mountain Home definitely saw something on film they knew right there because they had a wide open little cut. Just was able to knock the ball off the hand.
Inbound pass goes to Moore on the left wing. She gives up top to Yonkers. She pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. And offensive rebound for Moore. She goes back up with the off the glass and in.
Great job by Lakin. Not giving up on the play on that three. Following it and getting an easy putback.
That's Mountain Home's first field goal of the day. 5-0 Lady Bombers up. 4:28 left in the first quarter. Here is Francis with it. I'm sorry, that is Whittington with it. She throws it up top to Williamson, gives it back to Whittington. Over the right side to Francis. She's going down toward the low block for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn.
You see, Lady Bombers are doing a good job walling off the middle. That's where Mayflower wants to get the balls in the middle of the paint. They are doing a good job not letting them get to there. Mayflower's throwing up shots and not hitting the rim on any of them.
Here's McCarn with it on the left elbow. Gives it over to Husky on the right side. Husky will throw it across court to Yonkers on the left. She drills to the low block. Goes down into lane for the reverse layup. Good.
Great little move by Jayla. Jayla is slithery in there in the lanes. That's a good way to put it. Great job by Jayla finishing on the opposite side.
And now Mayflower is going to call timeout. We'll break with 3:53 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Mayflower 7-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Well, coming out of the timeout, Mountain Home had a shot rebounded by Mayfly. Then they turned it over, and now now Mountain Home's going to turn over as Moore is called for the travel. Or is that Yonkers?
That was Yonkers there on the travel. She was dribbling around right there.
Sarah Williams and
Livy Fosness.
Livy Fosness coming in for the first time today, replacing Witten Coleman and Anna McCarn. Fosness, a 6-foot sophomore. And Williams, a 5'9 junior.
Yeah, Livy moved in from Minnesota. It's kind of a big, strong post in the middle. Going to spell Anna right here. Now Mayflower's had a couple shots here in a row. They're able to beat our little man press.
Yeah, by the way, that was another thing I didn't mention is that Miranda Leslie had a basket earlier. And now Whittington has a three. And now it's all of a sudden 7-5. Matt Tomfleet cut to a single possession. Here's Moore into the lane with a turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by the Lady Eagles. And they have a chance to tie or take their first lead.
Yeah, Mount Holmes getting good shots right here. They're just not seeing them fall down right now. Lakin, that's a great move. You'll take that shot from her little spinner in the lane.
Ball goes over on the left side to Francis. She drills up to the top, throws over on the right side to York. Her three-pointer is up, misses everything, and the ball sails out of bounds.
You know, Mayflower was able to beat our man press a little bit, throw it ahead, and they kind of hit a running shot for their first bucket. And once they did that, they hit a three. But still, you got to like Mountain Home's defensive effort right now, making Mayflower take tough shots.
Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers as there's less than 2 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Yonkers gives over to Moore on the left side. She dribbles to the left elbow, finds Fosness in the on the lane, but can't handle the pass. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Mountain Home will keep the ball in possession there and avoid the turnover.
A little sloppy play right now for the Lady Bombers. They're getting their feet in the paint. They're just not finishing. Hopefully we start seeing these things go through the net.
17 seconds left on the shot clock. 1:48 left on the game clock. Husky looks to inbound it and throws it to Williams in the left corner. Throws it to Yonkers down the low block. Has the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say off of Yonkers. And that will be Mountain Home's fourth turnover of the day.
Mountain Home's just nerves right now. You can definitely tell effort-wise they are playing hard. We're just not able to finish on the offensive end. Give it time.
Here's Francis with it. Throws over on the right side. Ball goes to York in the right corner. Her three-pointer up and in. And Mayflower has their first lead of the day.
Yeah, really good ball movement right there by Mayflower. Swinging the ball, that extra pass, and was able to step out and hit it.
That was actually Williamson, I'm sorry, with the three-pointer. 8-7. And now back the other way. Husky goes into the lane. Follow him. Her basket counts, and she is fouled.
Yeah, that's this Mountain Home team has so many weapons, Matt. You know, we've seen Lakin. We know what she can do scoring. We've got Jayla. She's slithering in the lane. Then all of a sudden, Parker has a step on her girl, and he gets a nice and one to finish that to put Mountain Home back up on top.
Looks like Nia Delph, who I thought was going to be starting, has come into the game now. I believe it was York she replaced. Free throw by Husky will not go. Offensive rebound by Fosters. Couldn't get that to go. Ball's being fought for, and Moore will control the rebound. Out to Husky for the three-pointer. Good!
Great job by Livy Fosters right there.
Getting an offensive rebound, keeping that play alive, kicking it out. Lakin turned down a good shot for a great shot, and Parker finished with the three.
12-8, Mountain Home up. Now Husky has 5 points. Less than a minute left to play in the first quarter. Here is Francis going into the lane for the running jumper. Rolls around and falls in.
Wow, that was just a crazy throw-up shot that happened to fall down for her. Whittington just threw that ball up. She's their best player, and she showed it right there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Was it Whittington?
Yeah, it was Whittington, 24.
Okay, I thought it was 23. Never mind. Okay, so it was Whittington. You're right. Hey, Yonkers' shot was blocked, and Mayflower comes up with the ball. Less than 30 seconds left in the first quarter.
Starting to see the flow of this game pick up a little bit now. Both teams got their nerves out. Starting to see a nice little flow to this offense. Mountain Home in a little bit of a 1-3-1 trap here. This is something new they've put in this year.
Down to 15. Ball goes down in the corner. Now up top to Whittington. Over on the left side to Francis.
No shot clock this possession, so Mayflower can't hold for the last shot.
Ball goes to York in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go. Yonkers gets the rebound. 2 seconds left. She's going to get a shot before the buzzer. She's going to put it up. Oh. And hit the front line. It will not go.
Great job. Clock awareness there by Jayla. Almost got that to fall for about three-quarter court.
All right. So our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end. Mayflower, 12-2. Seeing the Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hit 7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
William Mayflower's ball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 12-10. Look a little nervous, Mountain Home does, but once you get the flow, I think things might start to pick up.
Yeah, you won that. You won the quarter after looking a little nervous. We were just talking. I look for Mountain Home to start seeing some buckets fall. I look for about a 10-0 run, 8-0 run, something coming in this quarter here. Got Whitten Coleman back in, Anna McCarn back in here, giving Jayla Yonkers and Libby Fossness a break.
Ball goes over on the right side to York. She's going to dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Delph. Over down in the paint it goes. And going into the lane for the layup, just checking in during the quarter, was Olivia Patterson. She gets the basket, and she draws the foul with a chance to put Mayflower back on top.
Yeah, Sarah Williams trying to slide over there and take the charge. Maybe got there just a little late. I don't know if the ref said she was a little far under the basket or what, but he did call the blocking foul, and they were able to complete the bucket.
That's Sarah Williams' first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second quarter against Mountain Home. The free throw will not go, and so Mountain Home will get the rebound, and so we have our first tie of the day at 12 all. Here is Moore giving it to Husky. Husky drills to the left side. Up top now to Moore. She's going to pull up for the three to put Mountain Home back on top. In and out. Offensive rebound for Coleman. She finds McCarn down the low block. She's going to give it back to Coleman for the layup off the glass and in.
Great interior passing right there. Coleman to McCarn, and McCarn back to Coleman. Whitten, good job finishing right under the goal.
14-12, Mountain Home up. 7-11 left in the first half. Ball goes to York on the right side. She's going into the lane to answer with the layup. Good.
Yeah, we just didn't close out properly on that three. She was able to drive right around us for a layup.
Ella York with 5 points on the day. Here is Husky with it. Ball goes down to Williams in the left corner. Her three-pointer good.
Man, Sarah, I don't think she missed during the alumni game, and she's continuing that streak. That's her role. Stand down there, and as we drive and kick, she hits that shot. She'll hit that shot 70% of the time this year, I bet.
6:39, let's play in the half. Mountain Home up 17-14. Ball goes down to the right side. Going into the lane for the layup was Francis. Couldn't get it to go, and Mountain Home comes up with a board.
Looking to get quick three in transition here. Yeah, I've got a bump and a foul.
6:26, let's play in the first half as the Mountain Home inbound on the baseline. Jayla Yonker is going to come back in as that foul was called on, I believe.
Number 24. I think they got Whittington on that.
Yep, that was Whittington. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against Mayflower. McCarn goes into the lane as she takes the inbound pass, goes in for the layup. No good, but she draws a contact. And she'll head to the free throw line with 6:24 left.
Great little inbound set right there. Whitten came off the offside block. Kind of back pick for Anna. She rolled around to the opposite side block. good pass there. I think it was Jayla that was throwing that ball in, threw it high where Annika could go get it, and she was able to draw the foul.
Karn's first free throw is up and in. That foul was on Anaya Delph. That's her first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second quarter against Mayflower. Mount Holmes' lead now extends to two possessions after that first free throw was made. One more free throw from McCarn, and she gets both.
Anna's really been working on her free throws, and it's showing. Those are two beautiful shots there by Anna.
Her first 2 points of the day. Mount Holmes up 19-14. Back comes Mayflower. Here's Delph with it in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up and good.
And they're just able to sit down there in the corner and able to come up and hit the three.
Anaya Delph with her first 3 points of the day. Back to a one-possession game, 19-17. Mount Holmes up, 6:04 left in the half. Here's Moore going into the low block. She's going to draw contact once again as she goes up, and she'll head back to the free throw line.
And you can just see, Matt, Lakin is strong. Look at her legs, her upper body. She does this nice little Euro step, but she turned the corner right there and said, I'm going to the hole. She was able to get the harm. She's going to draw a lot of fouls this year.
That's Olivia Patterson's first personal foul, team foul number three here in the second quarter against Mayflower. First free throw for Moore is up and in. She's a perfect 3 of 3 so far at the line with 5 points.
Looks like Ashlyn Estes in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Sarah Williams.
Ashlyn Estes, a 5'9 junior.
Senior, I believe.
Senior.
Yeah.
She won the they got junior in the –
Do they have junior in there? Yeah, she's one of the seniors on there.
All right, so the free throw is second free throw was up and in. And now Mount Holmes comes up with the steal. Back comes Coleman going in for the layup. A little strong. Yonkers with the offensive rebound. She puts up. She can't get to go. Gets her own rebound. And now a jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball in possession here.
A couple point blank finishes right there for the Lady Bombers, not able to put them in. Both of them just a little strong. Good job, though, staying with the offensive rebound.
Parker Husky coming back in for Mount Holmes, replacing Lake and Moore. 5:45. Let's play in the half as Mount Holmes' lead is 4 right now. 21-17 is our score. Husky will turn the inbound pass, gives it to Coleman, who's right there at the low block. Her layup will not go. Mount Holmes won the foul call. They're not going to get it.
Yeah, she got just absolutely hammered.
And back the other way.
Threw it on the end. Okay, yeah, threw it on sidelines there.
I looked down just for a moment.
Yeah, good job there by Witten. She got hammered down on the other block, and they didn't call it. She stayed up on Whittington and was able to force the turnover there on the sideline as she's trying to throw the ball up.
That's Mayflower's fourth turnover of the day. Mount Holmes gets it back. They're up by 4 with 5.5 minutes left. Here's Yonkers with it on the left side. Gets it there to Husky. Up top to Coleman. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by York. Back comes Mayflower. Right now, Mount Holmes out rebounding Mayflower at 9-6. Ball goes over to York on the right side. She's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McCarn.
Good job, Anna, right there. There's not going to be many people that out-rebound her if she jumps like that. Bad pass by Witten trying to throw the ball ahead.
Fifth turnover against Mount Holmes with about 5 minutes left. Here is York back the other way. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Estes. Back quickly comes Husky. Her layup will not go, and another rebound for Mayflower.
Mount Holmes kind of sloppy on their transition offense right now. Had a couple chances to get some layups and just bad passes and bad shots right there.
Whittington with it, gives it to York over on the left side to Francis. Thought she might have taken a couple steps there, but no call. Here is York with it on the left side. She gives it to Francis. Back to Whittington. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good.
Yeah, right now, it boils down to Mayflower's making shots and the Lady Bombers aren't.
8 points on the day for Whittington. Back to a one-point game now. 21-20, Mountain Home up. 4:10 left to play in the half. Here is Husky going into lane. She's going to be fouled on the way up, and she'll head to the free throw line. That was the last foul Mayflower has to give in this quarter.
Yeah, and it's going to be a shooting foul. So Parker's going to get to the line right here. I think if they're going to call it on the shot, she's going to get to the line, be able to shoot. And that's going to be something that's going to kind of play into strategy is if you can get those fouls going to the hole, you know, once you get to 5, you're shooting 2. So no more 1-1, so you don't lose. Oh, they're going to call it on the floor, it looks like.
Oh, okay. That's surprising. So they are going to call it on the floor on Haley Francis. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mayflower. Ball goes to Moore on the right side. She drills just outside the paint. Pulls up for the jumper. Yeah. Gets a friendly bounce.
There's Lakin to her best right there. Little drive and then pull-up shot. You know, here's what Lakin's going to do. She starts doing that. Teams are going to collapse on her. Then she can step back and hit the three. She's a dual threat when she catches the ball, and it's pretty awesome to see.
She's got 8 on the day. Mount Holmes back up by 3, 23-20 right now. 3:42 left in the half. Ball goes to York at the free throw line, and she'll draw a little contact. Anna McCarn picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second quarter against the Lady Bombers.
The Lady Bombers have given up some open shots on the dribble drive, which is what Mayflowers want to do. Let's see if we can stay in front of them right now. That adrenaline's wore off. We're kind of tired a little bit. Let's stay down and try to play some good defense to finish this half.
Whittington inbounds up top to York. Dribbles towards the left elbow, gives on the wing to Whittington. She'll dribble towards the top on the wing to York. York dribbles into the paint.
Good job, Parker.
Handle the ball, goes off her knee, and goes out of bounds. That will be Mayflower's fifth turnover of the day.
Yeah, great job there by Parker. So York caught the ball on the wing out here at the three-point line. She put her head down to dribble. Parker helped off her girl from the top. It was called a dig. She dug in, knocked that ball right off of York's leg out of bounds. Good defensive there. Stand by the Lady Bombers.
Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She dribbles to the right wing. Gives it to Yonkers near the corner, and she takes a couple of steps.
Yeah, Jayla, just move that pivot foot. She caught it and kind of had them both moving at the same time. Official right there on it. I think that was a good call.
Sixth turnover against Mountain Home. 3:12 left to play in the half. Mountain Home's lead is three right now. Here is Whittington. Throws over to York on the right side. Over on the left side now. It goes to York. Her three-pointer will not go. That was actually Williamson with the they had the ball earlier.
Mano got a break right there. Yep. Jayla came from behind. Looked like she blocked that shot. It went off the side of the backboard out of bounds. The official gave Mountain Home the ball.
Here is Husky into the front court. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the half. Mountain Home up 23-20. Ball goes to Moore. Moore dribbles on the right side. Goes to the free throw line over to Husky on the left. Thought about three. Now she dribbles into lane. Throws it to her three-pointer will not go. Mayflower gets rebound, and they draw contact.
Yeah, Matt Lakin was trying to go over the top of to get the rebound there and kind of displace the player. Official right on top of it. Good kick out there by Parker. Parker got to the middle of the lane. Nice kick out to Ashlyn. That's a shot Ashlyn can make. Stepped right into it. Just didn't go down for her.
As Lakin Moore's first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. 2.5 minutes left to play in the half. Ball goes over on the left side to Francis. Over on the right side now to Williamson. Williamson will give it up top to Grizzle, who checked in a moment ago. Kiki Williamson gets the ball in the lane, going up for the layup. Good.
Yeah, just kind of a nice little design set play for a high screen at the elbow. They rolled right off of it for a wide open layup.
Kiki Williamson with 7 on the day. Ball goes over to Yonkers. She's going to try for the three on the left side. The answer, good.
Jayla just need to see that first one go down. Watch, she can score in bunches right there. Good little shot by Jayla with a girl on her face.
She's got 8 on the day. Here is
good, Lakin.
Here's Whittington back the other way. Her layup would not go, and Moore gets the rebound for Mountain Home.
Great job by Lakin Moore right there for some great defense. She just bellied up and just stayed with Whittington the whole way. Really good job. Nice pass.
Estes finds Yonkers on the low block. She goes up for the layup. She will be fouled on the way up and heads to the free throw line with 1:31 left. Mountain Home's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of this quarter.
Yeah, cool story on Ashlyn Estes. So she had scoliosis. Last year she had repair surgery, and, I mean, she was out for a little while. Was never able to really heal from it. Kept having some infections. They went back in, cleaned it out, and it took, and she has made her way back on the court for the Lady Bombers.
First free throw for Yonkers is up and in.
She's one of those players that's just always at the right spot at the right time. I love watching Ashlyn play ball.
Estes does check out of the game as, let's see, who came in. I believe that was
Bailey Rittenberg.
Yeah, yep. Coming in for the first time today. Second free throw for Yonkers, bounces around and finally falls in.
There's 5 quick ones for Jayla. Watch it. She can get in bunches, her and Lakin both.
And okay, but kind of an ill-advised foul there on Husky as she was trying to go for the steal, but it went right over the back of her opponent.
So we do have one more foul to give. We don't want to give it here in the full court. Let them go shoot 2 free throws. Play clean defense. Make Mayflower earn any shots. That's a moving screen. They didn't call.
Here is Whittington to the front court. Mountain Home up 6. And now Mayflower's going to turn right back over. As Whittington kind of got out of control there.
You know, a lot of people think that a press is designed to get a steal in the backcourt. And unfortunately, sometimes that happens. It's more so to speed players up just like that, where they're running and making an ill-advised pass down on the other end.
Husky back the other way for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by the Lady Eagles. Back comes Leslie. Here is Whittington with it now up top. She'll dribble over to the left side. Gives it to Williamson. Almost couldn't handle it, but she was able to get it now to York. She almost loses the handle of the ball.
Yeah. Look where Mayflower's got their offense out. They're way out here past the three-point line. That's where the defense from Mountain Home wants them to be.
Whittington goes into the lane for the running jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Rittenberg.
Back numbers.
Rittenberg throws it to Moore. She's going to try for the three on the left side. Good!
There's that run we were talking about, Matt. There's that run we were talking about.
Making Moore now in double figures with 11.
It's about an 8-0 run, I think, 2-3 by Jayla and a 3 by Lakin and 2 free throws. That's what Mountain Home looks to do, get some defensive stops and get some quick runs. Whittington is exhausted.
Here it's a 9-point lead for right now for Mountain Home with 15 seconds left in the half. Here is Williamson Hurd. She kind of just looked like hesitated almost a little bit on that jumper. Rebounds controlled by Mountain Home. Almost lost it, though. Here's Rittenberg with 6 seconds left. Rittenberg throws it to Moore, and she's called for the backcourt violation.
Yeah, Lakin was trying. She caught that ball on the other side of half court. Smartly knew what she couldn't go back over. She was catching it, trying to hold her balance as she's about to throw. Tried to throw the ball. 2 seconds here, just no foul. Don't give up a free easy free throws on a bad shot with your when you're in the foul bonus.
Inbound pass goes to Whittington. I don't think she even realized how little time was left on the clock, and they're not going to get a shot on.
Hey, man, that's a good first half by Lady Bombers. We had some nerves, saw some things. We were able to take a 9-point lead at half.
It will be a 9-point lead going into the locker room as Mountain Home, while they did have some nerves, they got to like overall what they've seen.
Yeah, you know, anytime you're going to get a first game like that, and you're going to come out and then you start seeing the ball fall through the hoop like we did second half or late part of that second half, I you know, that's what you want to see. That settles the nerves quite a bit for you. And take a 9-point lead, you know, when you're watching this, you just feel that we are the more physical, we're the better team right now.
So it is halftime. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show when we come back. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Mayflower 31-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today.